The holiday season approaches with its familiar mixture of anticipation and dread. While Christmas remains a cherished tradition for millions, it has evolved into a $1 trillion global industry that leaves two-thirds of people stressed rather than joyful. Beth Kempton's Calm Christmas and a Happy New Year has struck a chord with readers worldwide, becoming a holiday phenomenon embraced by celebrities like Emma Watson and Oprah, who featured it in her favorite things list. The book's cultural impact stems from its revolutionary yet simple premise. What if we stopped sacrificing our well-being on the altar of holiday perfection? What if, instead of the familiar cycle of buildup, panic, and crash, we created celebrations that nourished rather than depleted us? In a world where holiday burnout has become normalized, Kempton offers a radical alternative, a pathway to reclaiming Christmas as a source of genuine joy rather than exhaustion and debt. We all carry deeply personal markers that signal Christmas's arrival. Perhaps the first robin in the hedgerow, Christmas lights reflected in puddles, or the scent of cinnamon wafting through the kitchen. When these sensory elements come together, our brain whispers, "Christmas is coming." Yet despite the cultural narrative of a universal Christmas experience, not a single element of the stereotypical holiday is truly universal. Not everyone puts up a tree, sings carols, hopes for snow, cooks turkey, exchanges gifts, or gathers with family. What we often fail to recognize is that we're not all experiencing the same Christmas. This mismatch between expectation and reality creates much of the stress and resentment that characterizes the season for many. Our personal Christmas narrative draws from a complex pool of memories formed across time, geography, and family lineages. Kempton identifies five essential Christmas stories that shape our experience: faith, magic, connection, abundance, and heritage. Understanding which stories resonate most deeply with us and with those we celebrate with provides invaluable insight into what matters most during the holiday season. The story of faith centers on the biblical Christmas narrative celebrated in cathedrals and acted out by children in tinsel headdresses. Despite historical inconsistencies, this captivating tale has survived millennia, evolving into traditions like Advent candles, midnight mass, and carol singing. Even those who've departed from religious tradition can be moved by the simple human story of a child's birth, as voices join in song on dark December nights. The story of magic revolves around Father Christmas, a jolly, bearded man in a red suit who flies from the North Pole with reindeer to deliver gifts. This beloved tale traces back to 4th century Turkey and St. Nicholas, a wealthy bishop who anonymously dropped gold down chimneys for 3 poor sisters' dowries. The narrative spans reality and imagination, connecting behavior to reward while enchanting children with flying reindeer and midnight adventures. The story of connection manifests through feasting, gift-giving, and strengthening bonds through shared experiences. It centers on gathering around trees, exchanging cards, and sharing festive meals, creating opportunities to reconnect with loved ones and celebrate the year's passing. The story of abundance celebrates showering loved ones with gifts and sharing good fortune. It's characterized by neighborhood light displays, festive mall music, and Christmas-themed products. While some criticize this as commercialism, others delight in the generosity it represents. The story of heritage represents your family's heirloom version of Christmas, a carefully blended composite of geographical, ethnic, and cultural influences passed down through generations. Unlike mere convention, tradition requires commitment, actively choosing to honor certain practices that connect us to our roots. By identifying which stories matter most to us and recognizing that others may prioritize different narratives, we can begin to create celebrations that honor what truly matters. Rather than simply making to-do lists, Kempton introduces a powerful planning tool called the Christmas Constellation. This approach begins by assessing your personal connection to each of the 5 Christmas stories on a scale of 1 to 10. By plotting these scores on a chart, you create a visual representation of what Christmas truly means to you. The process involves drawing a 5-pointed star, with each point representing one of the core stories: magic, faith, connection, heritage, and generosity. This constellation helps identify which aspects to honor, which invitations to accept, which elements bring the most joy, and where boundaries might be needed. For example, if your magic score is high, 8 to 10, you might prioritize activities like decorating cookies, watching holiday movies, or creating special moments for children. If connection ranks highest, you might focus on hosting gatherings, writing personal cards, or organizing family reunions. The tool becomes even more valuable when overlaid with the constellations of loved ones, revealing areas of alignment and divergence. Imagine discovering that while you deeply value the story of connection, your partner prioritizes the story of heritage, explaining why they insist on maintaining certain traditions that might seem burdensome to you. This might manifest in their desire to recreate every detail of their childhood celebrations while you'd prefer creating new traditions. Or perhaps your children are firmly rooted in the story of magic while you're more drawn to the story of faith. These insights can spark meaningful conversations, foster mutual understanding, and help create celebration plans that honor everyone's values. The constellation can also highlight why certain family members might feel disconnected during the holidays. Their primary stories might be consistently overlooked. Since our relationship with Christmas evolves over time, recreating your constellation annually helps identify what you need from the season at each life stage. A young parent might see their magic score surge, while someone grieving might find their connection rating temporarily diminish. Just as stars move across the night sky, our Christmas constellations shift with life events, partner influences, family changes, and evolving perspectives. Major life transitions like marriage, parenthood, relocation, or loss often trigger significant constellation shifts. The constellation exercise reveals that there's no single right way to celebrate. Instead, it encourages creating a personalized approach that honors what matters most to you and your loved ones while releasing everything else. This might mean scaling back elaborate decorations if they don't align with your values, or investing more energy in religious observances if faith ranks highly. The tool helps identify which holiday activities truly deserve your time and energy and which can be gracefully declined. This simple yet profound shift in perspective can transform the holiday from a source of stress to one of genuine joy, allowing you to create celebrations that authentically reflect your values and priorities. Modern Christmas celebrations, with bright lights, crowded shopping, office parties, and overwhelming obligations, directly contradict our natural winter instinct to hibernate and rest. Industrial advances have pushed us out of alignment with natural rhythms through excessive artificial lighting and constant digital connectivity. Winter brings a distinctive rhythm. Childhood memories of storage heaters, advent candles, indoor picnics, and the humdrum of daily life drumming like the rain on the roof. December brings both joy and sorrow, like light and shadow in the flicker of a candle. Kempton suggests that January blues might stem from how we spend December, excessive consumption, stress, and disrupted rhythms, and proposes that mindful winter practices could transform our seasonal experience. Hibernating animals like hedgehogs offer wisdom about winter living. They don't completely shut down, but strategically reduce activity while maintaining essential functions. Similarly, humans should focus on nourishing activities, cooking healthy meals, taking brisk walks, moisturizing dry skin, journaling, reading, and connecting with friends. Winter's work centers on maintenance and protection, both in homes and gardens, while allowing time for reflection and planning. Kempton celebrates winter's kindness in expecting little from us, finding luxury in simple pleasures like morning tea, country walks, cafe conversations with friends, and the ultimate luxury of love. Winter walking offers unique sensory experiences: cold air on the face, visible breath, crunching underfoot, and bare trees hosting chattering birds. These natural experiences provide a welcome alternative to holiday shopping stress. Nourishing the mind means turning away from overstimulation toward nature, open spaces, and quiet. Despite associations with snow, English winters typically bring wind and rain alongside short days. Many experience seasonal low moods, with 29% of adults showing symptoms of seasonal affective disorder and 8% suffering acutely. Light therapy, either alone or with antidepressants, has proven highly effective. Other remedies include maximizing natural sunlight, regular exercise, stress management, consuming oily fish for omega-3, and vitamin D supplementation. Simplicity is the cornerstone of a calm winter. Kempton distinguishes between simplifying external elements, spaces and schedules, and internal states through mindfulness and presence. She advises adjusting workloads when possible, taking special care with self-nourishment, declining some invitations, reducing children's activities, and using November and December evenings for joyful holiday preparations, like making preserves or natural decorations. 9 out of 10 people wake up with debt hangovers in January, and nearly 60% of households make sacrifices to buy Christmas presents. In the U.S. alone, Christmas shopping costs around $1 trillion annually, with the average household spending over $1,000 on gifts alone. Financial expert Martin Lewis encourages people to stop buying gifts for anyone outside immediate family, suggesting the best gift is releasing others from the obligation of having to give to you. This philosophy has gained traction through no-gift packs among friends and extended family members, leading to more meaningful celebrations focused on shared experiences rather than material exchanges. Creating a budget isn't miserly, but a voluntary constraint that allows creativity to flourish. Kempton provides a comprehensive 6-step process for mindful holiday spending. First, calculate last year's total Christmas spending across categories like gifts, food, decorations, and travel, including often forgotten expenses such as cards, wrapping paper, and extra groceries. Second, consider what difference that amount could make if given to you now, perhaps a home repair, debt reduction, or emergency fund. Third, commit to a comfortable spending figure, roughly 0.5 to 1.2% of annual income, considering your unique financial situation and priorities. Fourth, reduce this by 10% to anticipate unexpected expenses and overruns. Fifth, plan a meaningful Christmas within this budget, focusing on experiences and traditions that truly matter. Finally, calculate your savings compared to last year and translate that into something tangible, a professional development course, significant debt payment, or retirement savings. Then keep this goal visible whenever shopping to resist unnecessary purchases. When shopping, implement practical strategies. Make detailed lists categorized by recipient and budget, use price comparison tools and apps, shop during off-peak hours to avoid impulse purchases, and employ the 24-hour rule for online shopping by leaving items in your cart overnight. Keep detailed records of your spending using apps or spreadsheets, and celebrate staying within budget by sharing your success with accountability partners. Additional strategies include creating separate savings accounts for holiday expenses throughout the year, halting unnecessary gift giving through honest conversations with friends and family, substituting time, skills, or creativity for merchandise through homemade gifts or service vouchers, maintaining detailed gift lists to avoid duplication and overspending, simplifying gatherings with winter picnics, cookie exchanges, or potlucks, strictly avoiding credit card purchases unless they can be paid off immediately, critically evaluating expensive annual rituals for their true joy value, carefully assessing gifts before wrapping to ensure appropriateness and avoid returns, minimizing exposure to online marketing by using ad blockers and unsubscribing from promotional emails, and having open, honest discussions about financial plans with family members. Making changes to long-standing Christmas traditions requires confidence, courage, and clear communication, but is essential for transforming future holiday experiences into more sustainable and meaningful celebrations. While careful planning and budgeting create a foundation for a calmer Christmas, true festive joy requires intentional self-care practices. Without proper nourishment, adequate rest, and personal attention to mental and physical well-being, even the most detailed financial plans will unravel during the holiday season. Regular exercise, meditation, and scheduled downtime are as crucial as financial planning in creating a balanced and enjoyable holiday experience. Kempton redefines a calm Christmas not as necessarily small or quiet, but as one where stressors are removed and perfection is released in favor of what truly matters. She acknowledges that much holiday stress comes from competing obligations and hosting pressures, suggesting honest assessment of who you genuinely want to spend time with and how to connect meaningfully with them. Good lighting transforms Christmas gatherings into magical experiences. Simple, inexpensive options like fairy lights and candles create warm ambience without requiring fancy candlesticks, wine bottles, old lanterns, or wooden blocks with holes for tea lights work beautifully. Fairy lights enhance everything they touch, from trees to mantelpieces to mason jars. Firelight adds both illumination and warmth. The pursuit of perfection often leads to stress and exhaustion. Instead, focus on doing one thing brilliantly for each gathering and being relaxed about the rest. Replace perfect with words like memorable, lovely, or special, and remember that each Christmas is unique like a snowflake, requiring flexibility with plans and expectations. Before guests arrive or family wakes on Christmas morning, shift focus from what remains undone to appreciating all you've already accomplished. Remember that while you can create welcoming physical and emotional environments, you cannot control guests' behavior or moods. Accepting this limitation is key to maintaining calm. Family gatherings combine complex intergenerational dynamics, alcohol, and confined spaces, creating potential for conflict. Guests may arrive carrying old wounds, judgments, or nervousness alongside their gifts. Strategies for reducing holiday conflict include being selective about which invitations to accept, setting realistic time limits for visits, establishing ground rules about sensitive topics, incorporating physical activity like walks to lift moods, considering how past conflicts emerged and planning preventative measures, preparing conversation starters to redirect potential troublemakers, rehearsing responses to anticipated awkward questions, offering support to hosts, and reflecting afterward on what happened and how to handle similar situations in the future. Everyone needs an occasional retreat from festivities, whether through visualization or by creating actual quiet spaces in the home, perhaps a secluded corner with comfortable seating, books, or creative materials that both hosts and guests can use when needing respite. Christmas isn't universally joyous, despite cultural portrayals. Milestone events gain poignancy during the season, and loneliness affects people across age groups, from millennials to the elderly, even those in relationships. Sadness and grief take many forms, from general melancholy to specific losses, and we must honor these feelings while being gentle with ourselves and others. The author shares a personal story of profound loneliness as a postgraduate student in Bath, England. Watching a Christmas party through a rainy bus window symbolized her isolation. She describes how inviting her equally lonely Japanese classmates to her parents' home for Christmas baking and dinner created connection. Loneliness can exist even within marriages and large gatherings. Strategies for managing loneliness during the holidays include practicing self-care through nutrition and mindful eating, reaching out to others, engaging with podcasts, books, and new music, limiting screen time, practicing meditation or yoga, reframing complaints as opportunities, reading inspiring books, connecting with the five stories of Christmas, finding affordable ways to gather with others, decorating your home to connect with the community, arranging video chats with distant loved ones, spending time in nature, planning future activities, and practicing kindness toward yourself and others. For supporting lonely people during the holidays, extend invitations and don't cancel. Be sensitive to difficult topics. Recognize that loneliness is often invisible. Listen without offering unsolicited advice. Check in regularly. Smile at strangers. Be mindful of social media posts and express appreciation to others. The book addresses the often unacknowledged grief of involuntary childlessness, which intensifies during the child-centered Christmas season. People experiencing this form of grief through miscarriages, stillbirths, or failed IVF often speak more quietly about their pain than those grieving deceased loved ones. The Portuguese concept of saudade, a vague and constant desire for something that does not and probably cannot exist, captures this particular form of grief. Sometimes the best gift we can give ourselves is permission to experience a completely different Christmas. People have found refreshment and healing through breaking traditions, traveling to India for yoga training, volunteering, or simply allowing space to grieve losses. Between Christmas and New Year, a portal to another world opens, where everything becomes quieter, less rushed, and gentler. Kempton calls this time the hush, a precious period when the hard work of Christmas is over, but New Year's Eve hasn't yet arrived. During this time, we can indulge in leftover Christmas pudding for breakfast, ignore emails, play board games, take long walks, sleep in, or cook hearty meals. This pause is crucial after enduring a year of constant change and the intensity of festivities. The Norwegians call it romjul, meaning half holy, a time when normal life slows dramatically to focus on friends and family. This period offers wonderful opportunities to connect with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere, away from heightened Christmas expectations. Meeting at coffee shops, watching movies, cooking together, organizing treasure hunts, or simply reflecting on Christmas. The hush is ideal for setting aside a day for oneself away from commercial noise and work pressure. This allows the brain to rest and imagination to run free, both an escape from reality and a glimpse of what life could be. Kempton suggests several ways to use this time. A day in nature during late December reveals a special stillness, a stripped-back beauty that may seem bleak but conceals the first stirrings of new life, offering comfort through connection to nature's cycles. Switching off digital devices for 24 hours can transform your state of mind. Taking a break from emails, social media, calls, podcasts, and music allows for greater presence and attention to real-life conversations. Visit a favorite cafe with a journal for a day of dreaming, a safe place to contemplate what is and what might be. Dream alone or with loved ones, letting your mind run free on the page or through long conversations about what you love about your life and what you'd like to change. Setting aside a day for creative pursuits, painting, crafting, poetry, journaling, music, calligraphy, cooking, garden design, book proposals, or vision boards allows access to the quiet place beyond your noisy mind. Take a full day near year's end to handle administrative tasks that typically get postponed. Clearing these annoying little jobs allows focus on more important matters in the new year and often reveals ways to save money, a blessing after Christmas. Whether you remove decorations immediately after Christmas or wait until Twelfth Night, a house sorting day can declutter both your space and mind. This might include carefully packing away decorations, organizing Christmas gifts, dealing with unwanted presents, doing small maintenance jobs, tending to garden tasks, or giving everything a good clean. The quiet moments before the turn of the year naturally invite reflection, but this must be approached carefully. Unstructured reflection can lead to wallowing and regret about missed opportunities and challenges, while constructive reflection enables learning and guides us toward a hopeful new year. Taking stock meaningfully highlights the goodness already present in our lives, creating contentment that sustains throughout the coming year. Constructive reflection begins with viewing your year through a lens of grace, being as kind to yourself as you would be to a cherished friend. Kempton provides three sets of questions: rapid-fire questions requiring immediate responses about what you got curious about, got over, embraced, etc. Contemplation questions exploring deeper themes about courage, relationships, synchronicities, and practical questions examining tangible outcomes, what you created, what brought satisfaction, successes, and challenges. After reflecting on the past year, she suggests an exercise to release anything you don't want to carry forward. Write each thing you wish to leave behind on small pieces of paper: grievances, challenging relationships, old stories that lead to self-destructive behavior, attitudes that no longer fit, judgments blocking connection, or habits to break. Consider what letting go makes room for. Create a small ritual by burning the papers or simply throwing them away while feeling the burden lift. As December ends, Kempton questions whether we've made the turn of the year more imposing than necessary. While society pushes New Year, New You and aggressive resolutions, she suggests we might be better served by languid dreaming and gentle movement into January. She notes that animals have circadian rhythms governing behaviors throughout the year, and humans likely have similar seasonal variations in energy and mood. Research suggests mood and energy peak in spring and summer, while sleep demands are greatest in midwinter. Instead of typical January 1st goal setting that often involves plucking ambitious targets from thin air, she proposes a New Year's revolution. The word resolution itself suggests we're trying to resolve the same problems each year in a cycle of self-criticism. Any commitment not connected to a soul-deep need or based in hope is unlikely to stick. Rather than constructing rigid visions, Kempton encourages embracing fluidity. Dreams need nurturing space to reveal themselves. That's January's purpose. Instead of requiring absolute clarity and measurable targets, focus on courage and commitment with broad themes. Embrace not knowing and remain flexible. Goals can serve as guideposts, but what truly matters is the quality of life you're creating. Instead of maximizing every minute in your schedule, try the opposite approach. First, plan space for unknown goodness coming my way. Block out chunks of time in your calendar, whether a month, week, or just a day, then trust that something wonderful will fill that space. The issue isn't lack of time, but wasting it on insignificant details.